When you arrive in a place you've never been before, it may take a while to figure things out. In fact, you might quickly find you are without some things you really need. That's where Rich steps in to help fill needs and help people find their place. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Rich Casebolt is president of Refuge KC, an organization that works with refugees that have been relocated to the Kansas City area. Once a refugee has been resettled here for 5 months, the resettlement agency's work is mostly complete. At that point, Rich's Christian-based group seeks to simply befriend and help their new neighbors.
We are glorifying God by making disciples through welcoming the refugee as our new American neighbor. So I do like to use that term, new American neighbor, because it really points to a future for them and not their past. They're not always going to be refugees.
Rich spent several years as a missionary in Thailand and has learned additional phrases and other languages to boot. He has become adept at communicating with many cultures. He says the biggest needs many refugees have is one you might not think of first.
Almost exclusively, these refugees are coming from tropical climates. Well, it's not tropical here in Kansas City, and so they have this immediate need of hats, coats, and gloves.
And after helping with cold weather gear, Rich says he often takes by a few things to the family that he's found help open doors and conversations.
It includes a cooking pot, rice, lentils, salt, oil, and then a soccer ball, jump rope, and sidewalk chalk for the kids. So it's a really cross-cultural.
Rich came back to Missouri from Thailand a few years ago. He says several other missionaries with a variety of language skills have also come back to the States recently. Their skills have proved valuable in several locations across the country.
God's bringing the nations to the United States and to Kansas City. That was very purposeful on the part of the Lord, because we need those missionaries here. We need their cultural experience. We need their linguistic expertise.
Rich not only enjoys his work, but he enjoys visiting with others and presenting programs about what he does, sharing the stories of the refugee relocation process. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.